As we approach Earth Day 2015 this coming Wednesday, the concept of alternative energy will be certainly one of the big points of discussion. In Northwest New Jersey, that discussion has been a rather costly one over the past few months when the solar energy project by Sunlight General financially collapsed, left the taxpayers of Sussex, Morris, and Somerset counties on the hook for tens of millions of dollars, while the people who created this whole failure were allowed to walk away after having their hands washed of the whole matter. Our first guest this week is here to talk about the details of his proposed legislation, which would add a safety net that would, well, hopefully help prevent this from happening again. He is the Assemblyman from New Jersey's 24th District, Parker Space. Good morning, Parker.
Morning, Chris. How are you?
Always good to talk with you, and nice to see that something maybe productive and something to benefit the taxpayers out of all this is going to come about should your legislation go through. It's A110, if you want to go over to the legislative website, and it amends the local bond law, which would, you know, basically, if I recall right, this is a close cousin to a ballot question we had not too long ago, that if the state wanted to bond money, the issue would have to go before the people as a ballot question to get approval of the people. That's pretty much what we're looking for here, but just more on a local level, right?
Yes, exactly. It's a bill that John DeMeo, Assemblyman DeMeo, and Assemblywoman Nicoz had in, and then as soon as I got into the State Assembly, I signed on to it. Also, there's a companion bill on the Senate side with Senator Daugherty and Senator Urijo and Senator Panaccio. But that ultimately, yes, that would put, if towns or counties, even municipal governments go out to a large, to bond out, it would have to go before the voters, and it would give the people to say, so ultimately if it ended up coming back to, as in Sussex County, with the solar, which we were talking about, or something on municipal level, the people would have their choice to say, yes, we want to go ahead and put this money up front, or no, we don't think it's a good idea. So basically that's what it's doing. It's putting control of the taxpayers' money back in their hands to help make their decisions on these types of large projects.
As opposed to what we're seeing right now, where it basically came down to three people in Sussex County that pushed through the bonding issue that everyone has been screaming about now.
Yeah, there's, I guess you're going along the lines of the solar project.
Exactly.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that go back onto. I read Director Crabb's commentary, and I saw his Vernon Vibes thing that he did on with Vic Murata, and I kept thinking back. What is this February 10th, 2011 meeting that supposedly, quote unquote, he was trying to say that I was part of with Rich Scioli. So I went back through my computer, and I did have a. Never do delete anything. I always keep all my emails in there. And ultimately, looking back and what it was that they were trying to, everybody's looking for a scapegoat. But what they're looking back at is I was on the budget committee, Rich was on the budget committee, and so we had a budget meeting scheduled. Actually, I believe it was 7th. And usually, with the budget meetings for the county, you're meeting with the prosecutor, the sheriff's department, all the department heads, whatever it might be, or different people want to come in and meet with you for different aspects of, what they might be able to offer. And so it was going to be the 7th, and then it was, I can't make, Rich Scioli, it was an email chain. I can't make it that day, how about this day? And then ultimately it was going to be the 10th. And I said, yeah, that's fine. I'm going to Florida in the afternoon. We're going to meet with prosecutor, and then we got the email. It was like on the day before on the 9th, and it said somebody wants to meet you with a solar initiative program. All right, fine. But that's, that was a presentation with that, what they had in mind with the whole group of people that everybody's been reading about, recently over the last several months. And from there, like I said, there was a lot of other, just presented to the freeholders and everything went from there. But like you said, as far as trying to be, there was no special committee. There it was just a regular budget committee meeting. But like I said, everybody tries to, to put the blame on somebody else. Ultimately, yeah, that probably wasn't the right decision. But it didn't start on February 10th, 2011. because I went back and it went all the way back to 2010, which I had just gotten onto the 3-0 report, and there was, a lot of different email chains, which I was CC'd on. So there'd been a lot of work in the process, which ultimately I wasn't even aware of by people, within, county government and also, correspondence back and forth with, one of the other freeholders. I'm not going to mention any names.
Well, and at that too, I mean, there was a lot of reliance on some of the work from the Morris County organization, and that's proven to be less than accurate and less than above board. And we're talking with Assemblyman Parker Space about his bill, Assembly Bill 110, that would have been the local bond law, that if bonding is going to be done by a county municipality rather than a board of freeholders or a handful of people making the final decision, would go to the voter. At least 70 days before the final adoption of an ordinance by the local governing body, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. But I think a lot of people too, Parker, and this, what you just talked about is a consequence of the fact that so much of the process is done privately behind closed doors as part, it's taking normal procedure and taking it out of the eyes and the ears of the people. And that creates the misunderstanding, the imbalance, and some of the problems and some of the fallout that we're seeing right now, that people think it's easy to find a scapegoat if I keep as much hidden as possible.
You know what it is, Chris, which I learned a long time ago, being on the Wantage Township Committee, and also as you're on the Freeholder Board. I mean, you give it 100%, what you're doing on it, but ultimately you do have your professionals, you do have your administrators, your attorneys, your CFOs, all the people that are the professionals in their field that they work on. And you put your faith in your professionals because you figure that they are the ones that they're specialized in their field and they're doing their job to give you the most accurate information to be able to make a decision on. And it's no different if you broke it right down to, you hired the electrician to come to your house. Yeah. You put your trust in him because you figure he's going to wire your house so he's not going to burn it down, but it's on a different scale. But ultimately, like you said, you rely on the professionals, if it's municipal government or county government, or even on state government, the ones that are working for you, you put your trust in them. And ultimately, if they don't give you the accurate information to base your decision on, I think that's a big issue.
Well, that's the thing too. If you're a true professional, then if you foul up, and understanding that we are all human, take responsibility for your foul up. And if it is a foul up of a significant magnitude, well, guess what? As a professional, you do have the obligation to fall on your sword.
Yeah, and like you said, right now everybody's seems to be wants to point fingers. But like you said, I was going on the best information that was given to me, but I don't believe we were given all, not just me, other members of the Freeholder Board weren't given all the information to make an informed decision, where it was presented that we were given all the information. So that's where it stems. But ultimately, with this bill, it's sort of, retroactive. I got onto it as soon as I got into the State Assembly, but now we can look at what would have changed if that was in place at this time.
And this idea has worked. The inspiration for it was what Warren County Freeholder Director Ed Smith put into play.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's why we call it like the Warren model, because Ed was a big factor into it and had a lot of input. Also with the other freeholders in Warren County.
So, again, it's Assembly Bill A-110. It would amend the local bond law that would require a bond ordinance authorizing the issuance of general obligation bonds by a county or municipality to be submitted to the voters of that county or municipality at the general election next following by at least 70 days the final adoption of the ordinance by the local governing body. And you can check out the bill over at the legislative website, njledge.state.nj.us. And as I said back in the introduction, especially in light of the Sunlight General Solar Project and its failure and the ways that some of the failure creators were allowed to walk away with, some believe, money in their pockets out of all this, and the taxpayers of Sussex, Morris, and Somerset County being left on the hook for the pile of you-know-what they left behind. hopefully Assembly Bill A110 will help avoid this situation in the future. We've been joined this morning by the Assemblyman for New Jersey's 24th District, Parker Space. Parker, thanks for being here this morning.
Thank you, Chris, for having me.